The first reading from Jeremiah is assigned, as it were, for this Sunday. It speaks of a drought that has fallen over the land. It is a calamity, a disaster, a blow, the people believe, sent from God. Despite their belief that God has sent the drought as punishment for sin, despite that, the people turn to God for help. Their cry goes up, why? What have we done? What sins have we committed to deserve this punishment? The Israelites believed that if something bad happened to their people, to their nation, something really and truly bad, there was a reason for that. And the reason was the consequences of sin. A corporate communal failure, a falling away by the nation from God, a people who have heard from God and who are now suffering the consequences of God's anger. Perhaps it is also easy for us to believe during difficult times that maybe we too are suffering for sins that we have committed. We as a nation and as a global community and as a people of faith are now facing an unprecedented challenge. The COVID-19 virus might turn out to be the most serious global health threat since the 1918 flu pandemic. And while it is not Jeremiah's drought exactly, the consequences and suffering and disruption that this disease can cause are very similar. It is true that our theological perspective no longer attributes suffering and disease as divine punishment for sin. And perhaps that is a good thing. We are reminded by this crisis, however, that there are consequences when we ignore warnings and signs around us, warnings and signs that are sent by God to prepare for those difficult times that always befall us. We have been warned for decades about the impact of a modern-day pandemic, the impact that air travel and communication and a large global population, the impact that all of those details would make on a pandemic. We've also been encouraged by the God-given foresight of medical research and disease prevention to become better prepared for a serious global pandemic. We have been debating and discussing for years our profit-driven healthcare system, its successes and its failures, particularly its shortfall in maintaining a robust, fair, and accessible public health system. So there is an applicable reading, a ring of truth for our time, a word of warning for our own moment from Jeremiah's words. Although our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. Our apostasies are indeed are many, and we have sinned against you. So now is a difficult time in which we are being tested not only through faith, but in the circumstances that surround us. And this is a difficult time to realize that perhaps being better prepared for this moment would have been a good idea. But nonetheless, we do have God who will act and who will assist us. And as people of faith, that is where we place our final and true hope. The prayer of confession that began this service expresses the central and enduring problem that consistently and constantly derails our best intentions. We have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things we ought not. Among many communities, we are a community of faith. We have a perspective that acknowledges the sovereign power of God over creation. And we must be first to acknowledge that we are also co-creators with God, so that the kingdom of God may emerge on earth as it does in heaven. Therefore, we work with God to finish God's new creation, that it may be as whole and healthy and pure as it can be. In the coming weeks and months, we will need to get by with less rather than more. In the coming weeks and months, we will be forced to make sacrifices so that others may live. In the coming weeks and months, despite isolation and distance, we must find ways to stay connected. We must take care of ourselves. And we surely need to take care of those who cannot care for themselves, who need help to survive day by day. And all of this will be accomplished through our hands and the power of God acting through our hearts and minds. Can any idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Is it not you, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for it is you who can do all this.